Three. What's good, y'all? Y'all already know what's going on, man. It's the Dream Team Podcast. It's A Stacks.
And Tim Miller.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. It's no dream too big, no dreamer too small, bro. We coming in with energy, man. We got a big one for y'all, man. Tim Miller, explain what we got going on today.
So today we got, this is a special little episode. I'm not even lie to you. So, you know, like, all the other episodes, I'm not gonna lie, they were like, they was cool, but this one is like different in particular because my grade is on the line. So my project today, me and my professor, we came up with an idea, which the project is on. So I'm in a psychology class, right? And we gotta pick out a social issue that we wanted to like discuss and like to try to fix out. I've seen people like go volunteer, do work at like community service places and all that. I was doing that. I thought of a better idea. I got me and my host right here, Ace. We got our own podcast, which we talk about a lot of important stuff. We want to talk about that. Just, you know, just any others, like, you know what I'm saying? Just anything.
So what are
you
about to talk about, bro?
So today we're going to talk about the social issues dealing with the education system.
Let's go. Let's get right into it, bro. What's the first question?
So first question, how was your high school experience?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
My high school experience, I'm trying to relate it back to the education system. I went to Central High, feel me? Good academic school, feel me? Arguably number one in the public, arguably number one public high school in the city, feel me? So, you know, it was hard, feel me? They gave us, it wasn't hard work, but it was a lot of work, feel me? And you had to be diligent and disciplined if you wanted to get good grades, feel me? Which I ain't have. But, you know, it was a cool little joint, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, the environment-wise, like, my friends, feel me? Students, like, it was a cool vibe. It was never no drama, especially because, like, kids going there to learn, not, feel me? Central, for real, is a safer environment than I think other high schools. Just because, like, it's a lot of white kids, and it's really no drama, bro. Feel me? So I had a cool little experience. I can't say I really got into trouble, feel me? In school, at least. I ain't getting into trouble in school. Maybe a little cut here and there. But, yeah. Feel me? How about you?
I feel like my high school experience, it was very, like, I could say this. I really found myself when I was in high school. Meaning, I thought how I was in middle school, I thought I was going to be like that forever. But in middle school, I was really drunk. I ain't even going to lie. I was drunk with the teachers. I was getting in trouble left and right. I used to have the mindset, like, I'm not even joking. Like, I had the mindset, like, when I was going to school, I had the mindset, I'm going to make these teachers, like, life, like,
make trouble.
Like, yes.
Yes, bro.
I was coming in to just draw.
That was me, like, kindergarten to, like, third grade, bro. I was just, bro, I told you I got homeschooled in kindergarten, bro. Like, I got kicked out of kindergarten.
Getting homeschooled in kindergarten is crazy.
I was wilding, bro.
But, you know, like, once I got into high school, it was really different for, like, the whole, just, everything was just different about it. So, like, I really chilled down. And that's when I really started, like, dealing with people, like friends and all that. I had, like, a lot of people, you know, just switch up, or people that I thought I would always know, we'll just fall out. But I ain't realize that's just how life is for real.
High school, like, you learn a lot of shit in high school, I feel like. Like, a lot of life lessons. Especially with people, dealing with people. Yeah, I feel like that's one thing high school taught me.
Nah, for real. And then it was different because I wasn't, like, a normal, like, student. I was a student athlete. So it was just, like, playing football at the time. It was, you know, I had to keep my grades up for, like, at a certain, like, you know what I'm saying, to even play and be eligible. But I always kept my grades up. I never really had no, like, grade problems. I was like, oh, yeah, I can't get on the field because of my grades. No, I always handled that, at least during the season. After the season, I ain't gonna lie, I started slipping. But it was,
I'm not fucking going.
No, it was overall, it was a okay experience. I was just gonna ask,
bro, like, was it any, like, negative experiences you had with, like, teachers and staff and all that for me? Because you know, being as though you're focusing on the education system, you feel like, you know, it's a specific moment where a staff or teacher did something where you feel like they could have handled it better? Or this is a problem with the school in general for me? Or what, you said you went to Northeast, right?
Yeah, I was going to Northeast. I mean, Northeast was a very, like, it's a very interesting school. It's very, like, unique than other schools, I would say. First of all, we got a uniform. So it was just like a white button-down shirt with khaki pants and a tie, mandatory tie. So we had to wear it out every day, especially like the first day of schools and all that. Like that first week, bro, them lines was crazy. It was literally going down the street.
That shit was going viral on the
ground, bro. It was on Philly Scoop Hall. That shit was crazy.
It was wrecked around the block, bro. Like that shit, you think you would've thought new Jordans were dropped.
It's one of the biggest schools in the city. It's like 3,000 students go there. So it's like, it's a lot going on in that school. The staff, I would say they was cool. To me at least, they was cool. They wasn't really drawn and all. Cause it's like, I feel like some students have said, oh, that the staff that was always on deck, blah, 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 this and that. But nah, not really, cause I ain't gonna lie, some of the students there, they was really drawn every day in their school. That's why the staff had to act that way towards them. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't have no bad experience with the staff, I'm not gonna lie. Or really teachers in general. I was really just chilling for real. It was, I heard some things, like some things the staff was on, like messing with like the students there, which was very weird. But besides that, it's nothing else.
I can kind of relate to what you're saying, cause like, I wasn't drawn, but like Central Standards, bro, like I was drawn, cause you know it's an academic school and all that, and they want you in class, they want you, you know what I'm saying, on top of your game, which I wasn't. Like I wouldn't say I was class clown, but like I be doing some nuts just sometimes. Like, bro, it was to the point, like my cuts were in triple digits, bro. My cuts, like, it was crazy. I ain't gonna say the number, but it was a lot of cuts, bro. And I just wasn't going to class. I was downstairs in the gym, feel me, just chilling, feel me. And that wasn't acceptable. So you can get an academic probation if you have, like, I think 50 cuts. I think it's less. It's less this year, but last year, when I was there, they gave us some leeway, feel me. I'm not sure, I don't remember the exact amount, but you had a certain amount of cuts, you was on academic probation. Like, there was nothing you could do. Feel me? And I remember this one time, my prom, I was on academic probation. And I still ended up going, and I forced my way in. And they tried, it's a funny story, because I didn't tell the date I went with, I'm a shitty human being for this, bro. I didn't tell my date I was on academic probation. So when they denied us entry, it was like, she got a little embarrassed for me, and that's on me. But like, we still end up getting in because it's me.
How y'all get in?
They let us in, bro.
But how though, like?
They said we could go in, and we were just sitting. I was just sitting there. I was like, we not going nowhere.
Oh shit! You stood your ground.
I'm still my ground, bro. Don't ever do that, bro. Like, if you don't punish me, I had to take the punishment on the chin, but I didn't do that, feel me? And I was gonna do this. I was gonna do the same thing, cause this was my senior year, feel me? I had a little senioritis. So I was acting crazy. And when the time came for like senior trips and all that, and like senior getting to do fun stuff, I was on academic probation, I couldn't do shit. I was like, fuck no, I ain't going for that. So I was just trying. I ain't going nowhere else, but I was especially not gonna lose my prom. I was like, I'm definitely going to prom and graduation. They was, after I did the prom stuff, they was betting my graduation, bro. I'm getting a little off topic.
That's crazy. I ain't even gonna lie. That's crazy.
Damn, your professor gonna be like, this kid's wild.
Nah. But were you ever bullied in high school or bullied someone?
Bullied. All right. Bullying is a serious like issue in the whole world, for real. Schools everywhere. But like me. A person like me, I cut. Yeah, you're gonna have to kill me, bro. Sorry. You can't bully me, bro. Like, I'm gonna have to. I can't go out saying like that. And as kids, like, me personally, like, how I grew up, bro, I was taught to stand up for myself. But as kids who out there, like, they got low self-esteem, like, they not really raised the way some other people is raised, and they just shy personalities in general. Like, me, I always been, like, I'm not gonna say a kindred spirit, but, like, feel me, charismatic. I was charismatic, bro. Feel me, like, I always brought energy, bro. I was an extrovert. So, like, people knew that not to mess with me. Cause you gonna get signed back, homie. You gonna get signed back. But there's other people out there who can't defend themselves, and I feel like as though people, if you pick on people like that, you're not a good person. Excuse me, Joey, that's
him. Alright, so I was kinda the bully, and I was kinda doing
it. Nigga, you was a fucking bully?
Yeah. I was.
How you bully
but
people,
like
bro?
it was mainly in middle school. I didn't realize it at the time, but I really was bullying this kid in my class.
Was you bullying, like, or was you banned? Because I feel like it's a difference.
I said we was. I mean,
because sometimes people can't take a joke and they feel like they getting bullied, but sometimes people take a joke too far and actually end up bullying.
I think I was taking it too far. I ain't gonna lie, because okay. It was back in middle school where I had my little group of friends in middle school, and there was this one kid, like, in my class named Ernie, and... His name was Ernie, and he was just one of those kids, like, he was just the little weird ones, like, he was weird.
Like, Pokemon-type boy.
Yeah, he was one of them. He was one of them, and he was just always so funny. He would just have a funny face. I used to just joke around with him all the time, like... It would be in class. I remember this one time. We was taking a test. I got up. I had a hand in my test, right? He's still taking his test. I walked up, like, behind him, and I pulled the chair, and he fell. Everybody in the classroom started laughing. Bro, I was drunk. He was generally upset, but I was dying. And it was just like a whole bunch of occasions where I was doing that, and I was just making fun of him at the time. But I feel like I was really doing that mainly because I wanted validation from, like, my friends, like, my group of friends at the time.
Not gonna lie, bro, it's cool. That's cool, because I feel like that's how everybody was at, like, middle school.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like that was drawn, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that was drawn. I apologize. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm sorry, but I wish I could tell him I'm sorry now, because I definitely, like, I've changed and I became a way better person, and I recognize that I did probably, you know what I'm saying, make his life a little harder. Because I think he was going, like, through some shit with his old family and all that. So, I was probably adding on to his problems, you know. Which, you know, I don't want to do that. Because I was also going through some stuff at the time. Like, in my whole, dealing with my whole family and all that. But, so, yeah.
I got one question, bro. Like, you ever had that one kid, like, in your any school you went to, like, that would just, like, niggas, people would pick on him?
I feel like every school has that one person, that one student in that school.
You had that person?
Yeah, of course. But I feel like it's mainly because those individuals don't really stand up for themselves or don't really know how to stand up for themselves. Like, I was in middle school, I was low-key getting bullied and all that. But it was because of my appearance. Like, two big things. It was my skin color, and it was because of, like, I had, at the time, very, very bad acne, like, really, really bad. And, you know, like, I guess, like there was, like, the kids in my same grade, we wasn't in the same class, they used to see me and they'd be like, oh my god, blah blah blah, you're like an alien, this and that. Damn. all because I had acne and all that. And I ain't gonna lie, that joint really made me depressed at the time, because it was just like, damn, I don't feel like I'm really like everybody else. I feel like I'm different from everybody else, and it made me feel bad about myself. Then what really got, like, really, like stuck with me mentally, and what was really affecting me for it was, like, these people who look like me talking about my skin color and talking about how I'm black. I'm black as shit for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? It used to really get on my. Yeah, I mean, they joking, or whatever, but they don't realize the effect it has on me after hearing that every single day. Like, we in school like 180 days, hearing that literally like 90%, like every single day, it started affecting my mental, bro.
I did get bullied, bro.
Bro, it started affecting my mental, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Then it led to other problems that I'm, first of all, I feel like a lot of people, especially dark-skinned men, like during, like, when they was, like, young, they went through this where they were just getting made fun of because of their skin color. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of changed what I liked and what I preferenced. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. In middle school, if you asked me what my type was, I would have been, like, a light skin. I only like light skins, blah, 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 or, you know what I'm saying, white girls or whatever, because I just couldn't see myself being with another dark-skinned female or a woman.
I feel you coming. It's just you was affected by what was happening to you. I feel you, bro. But to that point, bro, I tell you, my mind. I don't think I got bullied because, you know what I'm saying, nobody ever put paws on me. Nobody ever put hands on me. But, like, I suffered from verbal abuse, bro. Especially fourth grade, bro, when I came back from Africa, bro. And I was born here, bro. I was born here in third grade. I went to Africa for a little vacation. I came back fourth grade, bro. And I had the heaviest accent in the world, bro. I'm talking my Philly accent just completely gone. I came back just speaking straight. Like Liberian, bro. Like real Liberian speaking. So serious, bro. When I came back, bro, all this, cause you know, when I came, it was like, I think it was like 2014, peak Ebola time, bro. Bro, peak Ebola.
Bro, I can only imagine.
Peak Ebola time, bro. I came from a country where the Ebola, like, where it really started, like Liberia's where like Ebola really started, and then it started spreading out to other African countries. For me, so know where I come from, the accent I got, my skin got way blacker since I came back because I was out there in the hot sun. Feel me? You can hear all this. It was this one little Ebola song they used to be singing, bro. He used to call me Ebola boy. All this black, all this, bro. I couldn't handle it. It got to the point, bro, where it was me. It was only a couple Africans, like. Africans, and then it was like five of us African, me and my cousins, and then the rest of them was black, only regular black people. But it was us five against them, bro. We was really trying to defend ourselves, bro. We was really trying to go for that, bro. It was like a free for all, John, bro. And we were really holding our own, bro. No bet. It was me, my cousin, and it was only three of us, matter of fact. It was only three of us, bro. And we was really trying to hold our own against like 50. The rest of them was black, bro. 50 African Americans, bro. And I ain't trying like separate or nothing, but like that's really how it was. But they viewed us as black Africans, bro. Like, all of us had the accent too. Shit was crazy.
I mean, I feel like it's crazy because a lot of this, like hearing the name calling, is coming from your own people who look just like you. And
it really toyed with me, bro.
Bro, I know exactly what you mean, bro. And it's just like it made me feel so bad about myself, like. I generally didn't like how I looked. You know what I'm saying? I used to look in the mirror and really think that there was something wrong with me, or I just didn't look good. I wasn't confident in my own skin. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't really talk about that. Like, for it was because it's like, because like when I say that I didn't feel comfortable with my skin, like due to the other students, you would think, oh yeah, those students, they probably white. Oh, nah, yeah. These people, nah, bro, they was black. They looked just like me, sounded just like me. You know what I'm saying? And it was just really just shit. I know I'm not the only one, because you know there's a lot of other people who went through the same everybody. Shit. But
once I got into high school and all that, I mean, I started getting confident, like confident in my own skin. Mm-hmm. And now, like nowadays, like, you know what I'm saying, like girls nowadays, they be like, oh yeah, I want a dark skinned man, blah blah blah. But then back in like middle school and all that, I wasn't fucking with us. But I guess now,
yeah. But like bringing it back to the topic, you think there's anything the school could have done to like stop all that, bro? For me, like, cause literally it was a big brawl. Like the middle school I went to, it was a big brawl outside. Just us three versus the rest of them, bro. And nobody was out there.
I feel like what the schools could start doing now is like with the staff, that's, you know, staff, teachers. At the schools, I feel like they need to start listening more. Because this is not something that, when I was getting name called and then, like, you know what I'm saying, bullied in middle school,
it's not like we. This is outside of school. This is in class, bro. In the hallways, and all that. So I feel like if the staff and teachers could have just listened more, and when they heard something like that, they could have just addressed it right there and then. You know what I'm saying, like getting a lot more stricter with the punishments and all that. I feel like because it's definitely something they can fix and all that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you gotta, if anything, educate them, like educate the kids and all that about how like just teach them to be a lot more confident in their, you know what I'm saying, their skin and all that. I feel like if anything, that's what we gotta talk about, especially with my school in particular, which it was a predominantly like black school. I feel like that's something they should have just taught us. Just how to deal with the outside, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just being just a black person just in general, just how to move. Because I didn't have like a father figure at the time to tell me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have nobody to tell me, oh, you gotta feel good about your skin, blah, 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 this and that. I feel like schools now, like especially the staff and all that and the teachers, A lot of the kids, especially in a predominantly black school, like a lot of these kids, especially boys in general, I feel like they need both a mother and a father figure, and all that. But I feel like the staff and the teachers, I feel like they need to like be those figures for the students, because at home a lot of the times they won't have a father and a mother in the household, so I feel like they could just, you know what I'm saying, just take a step up and really just, you know, try to help them kids out.
I agree. Switching the topic just a little bit, bro. How do you feel about, you know, the funding of these schools at Philadelphia? Like, how the money is spent?
I feel like, if anything, I feel like it's unfair.
Unfair, huh?
Not all schools get equal amount of funding. So, if anything, for example, you got a school like Central, right? Mm-hmm. Academically, like, you know what I'm saying, good school. Y'all school don't look like I feel like y'all don't get the same, well, Northeastern didn't get the same type of funding as y'all. So y'all had a lot more access to like books, like, you know what I'm saying, like stuff that you wanted to do. You just got way more opportunities than somebody compared to somebody like Northeast or any other. You know what I'm saying? There's worse high schools
than Northeast. But I'm going to say one thing about Central, though. Feel me? I'm not going to say we get the same amount of funding as other schools, because I don't know what money goes to which schools or where. Feel me? But I know for a fact, like, the Central Alumni Committee, feel me, we have rich alumni, bro. Like, they just pour money back into the school. Like, right now, they're renovating the back of the parking lot to have like an arts and theater type of building where they drop like just straight art and theater work, bro. Just like stages, rooms, people doing art, all that, bro. So they trying to renovate. I just know like we have rich alumni, bro, and they really fund a lot of this stuff. Feel me? That's why like even now like I'm getting emails from Central because I'm an alumni. Like the alumni of Central is a tight knit group. For real. So I feel as though that's a main contributing reason to why Central is the way it is now. And I don't think other schools have that.
Nah, I mean, I met our alumni for our school, but they wasn't really, I'm not gonna lie, they wasn't really too, I didn't never heard about them donating a bunch of crazy money or seeing the school get renovated thing, like that.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because of Central, like not even a brag or nothing like that, bro. Central, a lot of Central graduates go on to do like good things and be successful, bro. Like you barely hear anybody, I'm not gonna say barely because a lot of great people come from Philly, but like schools, I don't feel like schools have that, who they could turn to factor, feel me? Like Central, you know, you could turn to our alumni and fundraise and get money for air conditioners or a renovation or something. A school like she already mentioned, Lincoln. I don't think they really got that, bro. And that's, I see a lot of shit happening at Lincoln because that's my neighborhood school. It's right down the block in Frankfurt. Feel me? It's just, the difference between the two is astronomical, bro.
That's a lot. I ain't even gonna lie. Before COVID and all that, bro, we didn't even have air conditioners in our feast, bro.
No?
No, we didn't, bro. It was hot as shit, bro. It was hot every single day. And then after we came back after COVID and all that, then they had, you know what I'm saying, because of COVID and all that, they put air conditioners in, like, mostly every room and all that. But
I would think Northeast, like, y'all by far got the most students of any school in the district, bro.
We got the most students, but they're not giving us as much money as they should be giving. Because even Northeast, they try its best. I'm not going to lie. I feel like it's not, I wouldn't call it a bad school. I would say it's a good school if you know what you got to know what you're doing. Like, if you know, you got to know what you want to do to really thrive in Northeast, because they have, like, the opportunities there. You got to really, they're not going to put it in your face. You got to really want it.
Yeah.
You got to really, if there's an opportunity, you have to go out and go search for it. It's there. You just got to go get it. And I didn't realize that until, like, my senior year when I met one teacher he was saying, after a while, at the end of my senior year, he wasn't just a teacher, he was a father figure, because he just taught me so much, for real. And he really helped me with, like, a lot of opportunities, getting me into college. Because at first I didn't know if I really wanted to go to college for real. I didn't really have a plan, but he really helped me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to go into community college and all that. Gave me a scholarship, you know what I'm saying, at the community college and all that. And yeah.
I can see, for me, like, I want to ask you another question, bro. Like, if you, like, top efficient, like, if you had control of all the funding in the city, or not even in the city, let's say this tri-state area, how would you distribute funding among schools, bro?
I feel like you gotta be fair with it. I ain't gonna lie. So I would distribute it. I feel like every student going to a high school or middle school or elementary school should have the best, the top of the line best. You know what I'm saying? Books and all that. Like, if a student is like. Oh, I'm interested in computers, right? Mm. That student should be able to tell the teacher, I'm interested in, like, computers and all that, right? That teacher should get that student to, like, you know what I'm saying, interested, get them, put them in a special program for, like, computers and all that. You know what I'm saying? Further help him develop his interest and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you keep developing that student, after a while, he's gonna be ready for, like, you know what I'm saying, the whole workforce and all that. He's gonna pursue it in college. This, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
And just to go off your point, bro, I was watching, this has nothing to do with Philly. This is, like, I think it's Chicago. It was a few years ago. It was, like, this one little documentary where they would take students from an all-black school. It wasn't an all-black school, but it was predominantly black school for me. It was only one white person that went there. So they took a couple students from there, and they would take a couple students from a suburban school, you know what I'm saying, a little outside the city, feel me? And it was an all-white school, you know what I'm saying, great facilities and all that. And they will switch them. So the students from the white school will go to the hood, and the students from the black school will go to the suburbs, and they will see how it is, feel me? Just for a couple of days, or, like, I think it was a week or something. And, like, you could really tell the difference in the students, because, you know what I'm saying, the white students were giving their opinions, and they was like, they really had nothing they had at the other school. The other school had gyms, basketball gyms, you know what I'm saying, great facilities, computers, laptop. Everybody had their own laptop, feel me? When you go to the other school, they barely have books. They barely have functioning books, bro. Every time you open it, it's a ripped page, feel me? So I feel like it's not just a problem in Philadelphia. It's a problem with the whole U.S., bro. Just the education system, the whole U.S. in general, bro.
It's like, how do you expect? So, I feel like mostly everywhere, this is how it is. The school district, they care about grades. They care about academics, right? If you look at the bottom of the list, you see the last school, you know what I'm saying? Like, with their, like, the whole rankings with, like, academics, right?
Yeah.
You go inside their school, they don't have the same, they don't have the same opportunities as a lot of these, I'm saying, these rich schools or, like, you know what I'm saying, I guess.
And I feel like that's why, that's really what, I feel like that's really what they go off of to this. Schools that's doing better, they get more funding than schools that's doing poor. And it's not fair, but that's what it is. And at some point, we gotta ask ourselves, what's going on with these schools that's on the bottom of the list? What's going on? What's the problem? How can we help them improve? For me, that should be the goal, but I don't feel like people really care.
Bro, they're not taking them serious, because a lot of the times, bro, these schools that are at the bottom of the list, they're predominantly black schools, bro. You don't really see a lot. You're not gonna really see a lot of this with, like, a predominantly white school and all that. They're not taking us serious. You know what I'm saying? Because if you give us, I guarantee you, if you give us the same opportunities as you give a predominantly white school, we would start thriving.
We would start thriving. We would.
But yeah, how do you feel about people who can't be themselves at school? So like, meaning like I'm trying, like, you know, I feel like, let me explain it like this. So growing up in a Caribbean household and all that, like, particularly I never had my parents or, like, my parents or whatever explain to me, like, you know what I'm saying, about, like, gay people, like, trans, you know what I'm saying, people like that. Once I seen it, I was kind of confused about it, you know. I didn't really know, like, what it was. I was just very, very confused. And then once I got into, like, the high school, that's when I really started to understand it. You know what I'm saying? Once I actually, like, I became cool with people like that. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole time, my whole mindset at the time, it was just like, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of, because you got.
I was just gonna say, it's cool, because, like, when you're raising a child, bro, you're not raising them to be gay. Like, no offense, bro, you're not raising a child for them to be gay. That's not the norm. You can argue about this if you want, but being gay or LGBTQ is not the norm. For me, so it's gonna sound controversial, but it's the truth, bro. That's not the norm, bro. Most people grow up being straight and liking the opposite gender. That's what it is, bro. For me, so for you not to know, I feel like your parents just didn't feel the need to tell you, because they wasn't trying to raise you that way, or it wasn't their intention to raise you that way.
I mean,
now how you find out though? That's a different story.
How I found it. I mean, because it's like, it's a Caribbean household, and they already don't, even if I was, let's say I was gay or whatever, I wouldn't even be able to be myself around them. I couldn't tell them I'm gay or nothing like that. They would literally lose their mind. Especially my dad, like, yeah, he wasn't playing about that. You know what I'm saying? So I already knew that, but I wasn't gay or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just once I first seen somebody, it was just very confusing. Until once I got into high school, I started actually meeting these people. I was just like, oh damn, they cool. They just like me, for real. It's just regular people. They just preference the same gender and all that. I ain't got no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? It was just cool. But something serious though is just seeing how some other people view that. You know what I'm saying? Like the type of, they would go through some crazy ass bullying. I ain't even gonna lie. Because I'm pretty sure we had like, you know what I'm saying, a transgender in our school, mm-hmm. and all that. And then seeing that the stuff that they would go through just for them being them, I feel like school is a place for, like, all schools should be a place where a student can be themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody should be able to be themselves at school. And this person was being themselves, but they're getting bullied just for
being there,
just being numb and all that. So I feel some type of way about it, because nobody should be getting bullied and all that. Because me in particular, I don't care about it, nor I would say I'm homophobic or not like that.
I find it weird for people who try to take it there. For me, like, you're insecure in your own sexuality, and that you're attacking another person's sexuality, bro. I just, cause at the end of the day, what it is, bro, I feel like it's toxic masculinity, bro. Niggas trying, people trying to show that they that. Or what you think?
It's cool, bro. It's cool, but it's I feel like a part of that plays in it, and it's just I feel a lot of people are just men in particular. I feel like a lot of men are just ignorant. You know what I'm saying, they'll see like a somebody who's gay or whatever, or is trans, and now it just feel the need to just say just a bunch of just like ignorant shit for it. Because a lot of the times these people be cool. I ain't gonna lie. These people be the coolest people ever, bro. Mm-hmm. They be the coolest people ever. It's just, you wouldn't sit down and just get to know it because, oh, if I sit down and have a conversation with this person, oh, I'm gay now, blah, blah, blah. What if people start thinking I'm gay, blah, 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 this and that? It's not all about that. This is a person. This is a regular person. At the end of the day, it's a regular person. They got dreams. They got goals just like you. They're literally a human being just like everybody else. You just got to put that shit to the side. And really just start looking at them as a human being. Because everybody make mistakes. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. Mm. So
the thing is, people aren't educated from a young age. So, like, if you was to, like, you say your parents, like, they not into none of that, bro. If you was to continue growing up like that, and let's say, like, the environment at school was exactly the way it was at home, feel me? You would have, like, no offense, bro. You probably would have grown up to be a homophobic asshole.
Yeah. I agree.
So one thing is on how people is raised and how what they're taught.
That's just what it is, bro. Homophobic asshole.
It's just what it is, bro.
That was crazy. But no, I even got some people like that I got around me who just overly just I'm not going to sit here and just have a conversation with them talking about, oh, bro, you can't do this, can't do that. Because they're going to be like, bro. I remember I got in a conversation with my mans. I was just like, he was talking about how he made an unnecessary comment about this gay person. I'm just like, bro, they're not bothering you, bro. He just made an unnecessary comment. He could have just kept it to himself. I was just like, bro, that has nothing to do with you. I'm saying, they doing them. And he's just going to be like, bro, what you like them, bro? You gay too, bro? I was like, what, bro?
Moments like that, they just funny to me, bro.
Bro, you can't do nothing but just laugh, like, you know what I'm saying, about it. But at the end of the day, when you try to take it on a serious approach, it shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, because at the end of the day, bro, I'm African too, bro. So, like, you know how that get. And I'm Muslim, bro. But, like, we human beings at the end of the day, bro. Like, you can't just... Like, at the end of the day, my religion, you supposed to love and respect all. Feel me? So, you could even be one of them strict Muslim, because, you know, Muslim will say, being LGBTQ, that's a sin, that's against what their religion says, bro. But at the end of the day, bro, you got to respect every human being, bro. That's just what it is.
No, for sure. I feel like school should definitely be a place where these people can, you know what I'm saying, be themselves at without having to worry about getting bullied or just getting made fun of and all that. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we can fix that just by just how we raise our kids and all that. Before even sending them off to school, have a conversation with your child talking about this is explaining to them, like, okay, this is a gay person, blah, blah. Explain some just simple stuff like that. Because if I would have, I had to go out and go find this shit out myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't always think like that. I used to view it as weird or just view it as strange. You know what I'm saying? Until I really made a friend who was gay and trans and all that. And I just, you know what I'm saying? I didn't realize, damn, they cool as shit.
Just explain, bro. Sometimes parents fail to educate the kids on it. So what do you think the school can do to help, bro? Because, like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, if anything, the school...
Do you even feel like school is a safe place? Is a safe space?
To a certain extent, yeah. I feel like I was going through a lot of shit, like, my whole family and all that. But being in school, even though that... Being in school, it was still, it kind of like, it was a distraction. I feel like a lot of times students, like some of the students, really they really like going to school just because it's a distraction from their problems at home.
Nah, that's real.
And I really used it as a distraction from, like, you know, so I was going through like my whole, like, my family and all that, like my parents being divorced and all that. But I just used it as a distraction, and it really did help. And I feel like schools can just try better, like, you know, it's just explaining it to the kids and all that. I feel like schools need definitely teach like kids and all about, because now it's like it's becoming a lot more common and all that. You know what I'm saying? People who are, you know what I'm saying, want to be gay and trans, and they should be. If you want to do that, go ahead and do it. By all means, go do that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it should be taught in a school and stuff so kids can understand it. Because if the parents are not going to teach it and all that, I feel like the school should be. Just like a lot of the things schools to teach, they used to teach you how mortgages work, how rent works, how, you know what I'm saying, cars, you know what I'm saying?
Teaching a lot of that stuff.
All that. Because when we get out of school, that's what we're going to have to be doing. We got to start paying bills, mm-hmm. start doing taxes and all that. I got to teach myself how to do it. Or you have them like good-ass teachers or whatever, like the real good ones, they'll teach you about that, which mm-hmm. I had. And all that, but not every student is like fortunate enough to have somebody like that in their lives.
So you said, I want to bring you back what you said about the safe place. You said for the most part, school is a safe place. So what? How about the least part, bro? How is it for you?
I feel like school probably be a hard place if you're like you're one of those individuals getting bullied. I ain't even gonna lie, cause. It was at a certain point where I was getting bullied real bad at school, and I just didn't want to be there. I ain't gonna lie. And it got as serious as just I was thinking about suicide. I ain't even gonna lie, just because of how bad I was getting made fun of because of my skin and all that, and people just saying I look like an alien. It was just like hearing that every day. It was just kind of I ain't really want to be at school no more, and that's what really. I got so tired of it. At the time, I was bigger than everybody else. That's when I stopped caring. I wasn't. It kind of just switched. I went from getting bullied to bullying people. Mm. I'm saying, but it wasn't really. I wish I didn't take that approach, but
at the end of the day, you were product of your environment.
Yeah, and it's just like, I'll probably say. If you're getting bullied or even like a teacher and all that, because I did have those iffy teachers, that the ones that would just single you out and just make you like just drawing you for no reason. Like in middle school, having my English teacher, her name is Miss Brown. I'll never forget her name. Like she would always draw me. I remember I got like an 85 on a test. She talking about, oh, you cheated, huh? I'm not gonna put the grade in since you cheated. She got no proof. She had no proof. My friend was defending me and all that. He told me he didn't cheat. He was right next to me, blah, blah, blah. And I had, like, other people vouch for me. And then she ended up, you know what I'm saying, putting the grades in. But she was in disbelief. All that. She just didn't like me. But that's how it be.
Is this a teacher of color?
Yeah, teacher of color. So it's not even, like, it was a... I feel like, if anything, it'd be... But the shit that I experienced in my life, with whole racism and stuff like that, I feel like I experienced it from my own people.
Well, let's talk about that, bro. Like, what kind of racism you experienced in school? Or, like, someone you know experienced it? We could really talk about what we just talked about, but...
I mean...
Something else.
I ain't experienced nothing, like... Because I went to a predominantly white school, and I mean, predominantly black school. So it wasn't, I would say it was a lot of racism. It was a lot, not from white people, from my own people, bro. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie, it was from my own people. And it was like a school thing. It was a school thing, and it carried out even interacting with like the police and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because I had bad, police encounters and all that, and there was people who looked just like me. So it wasn't even, I know, like no white person or nothing like that. It was from my own people. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to, like, in school and all, like, they had that one teacher, Ms. Brown. She was doing all that for no reason. And she was a woman of color. And, my like, my other people who was making fun of me about my skin and all that, they looked just like me. So it was just like racism within my own, like, I'm saying, my whole, like, community and all that.
Yeah. How about you?
Aside from what we just spoke on about, I'm saying, African booty scratching and all that.
I wanna focus on high school, cause, you know what I'm saying, Central, it's like, there's a cancel culture at Central, bro. Which is good, but at the same time, like, you can get canceled for anything. Feel me? Or like, you people got a rumor could go around, and like people would just spread the wrong image about you that's not even true at all. Feel me? But I recall this one instance at Central. I feel like this was like during quarantine. Feel me? It was this one wrestler, cause like he had offers from Drexel everywhere, bro. Like he was really that in wrestling, bro. So he got a full ride just off wrestling alone. And a video leaked out of him saying the N-word and monkey, you know, in a vid, and it leaked out. And everybody seen it, like everybody. And the whole school was just in disbelief. At the end of the day, you know, I don't even think it was black people for real. It was the black students for real. I think it was the white students. But like they just wrote it hard. Take a scholarship away. This something has to be done. Cause you know the wrestling coach, he wasn't doing nothing at all. He ain't doing nothing. He damn near lost his job cause of that. Cause the students, bro. One thing about such a student, they gonna ride hard when they spot an issue, bro. Feel me? So the dean almost lost his job. Feel me? And what's his name? The boy, after all, he ended up losing his scholarship. That's just one thing. I mean, you said it. He did say it, so I'm not denying it. But like, one thing about Central, when something gets around, and they see any type of racism or anything like that, and it gets to be known in public, and the whole school gets to know about it, they are coming for your ass, bro. Like the cancel culture there is real. Like I done seen one John, bro. Oh, I'm not gonna say the cuz name, but like it was some cuz who went to your school. He very famous cuz, dancer cuz, bro. I feel like he had an idea for legal cuz. Mm-hmm. He had in his bio no F slurs. You know, gay. Like no F slurs, bro. Mm-hmm. Now, as a Central student, I'm seeing that and I'm like, bro, if anybody in our school had that in their bio, bro, like they would, like Central students would just flood your DMs and you'd probably be forced to close your, like disable your account, bro. And on top of that, you would get screenshotted, reported to the dean, and you had to force some kind of disciplinary action, bro. Like it's just like that, bro. None of that was going at Central, bro. Now, best believe stuff was going on under the covers. But they knew damn well to keep it under the covers, because once they hit the light, bro, you're facing a punishment. That's just how Central was.
Okay. I mean, bro, I ain't gonna lie, that's some crazy shit, bro.
Now, it's a good thing, though, because, like, students really arrive. Like, there is no bullshit tolerance on, bro. But sometimes, I just seen it happen a couple times where it would get out of hand or rumors would just be taken out of proportion. And, you know, I done seen a couple homies, like, from that point, when a rumor spread, I done seen homies lose their reputation, like, bad reputation. That's sad, bro. Like, I done seen people start hanging out with one specific cuz just because a rumor that was going around the whole time is not even true or it's half true. Feel me? So, yeah, it's got its pros and cons. But.
And then that leads me to ask, like, just how was you, like, did you... When you was in, like, I would say, like, this is mainly, like, a high school thing, I guess. Like, did you have, like, that group, like, your group of friends or whatever, did they, like, influence you to do bad stuff negatively?
But I say this. This is why, I was probably the one influencing people to do the wrong thing. Like, this is just me being honest. I was probably the one influencing people the wrong thing. Because at Central, I say this. I'm glad I went to Central because I probably would have turned out way worse if I went anywhere else. It was groups of people around me influencing me to do the right thing, bro. Like, everybody was, you know, we might cut, like, I probably cut the most. But the other people around me, they might cut. But at the end of the day, they was on no bullshit, get the work done, work come first. For me, that's what most of them was on, for me. Now, obviously, there's going to be some knuckleheads in every school for me who don't do nothing, a.k.a. me. But, for me, a lot of us were on top of our shit. For me, we trying to get our work done. Because, like I said, the whole point of Central, you trying to go out there successful, bro. You trying to be the best student you can be. And the school pushes us to do that, for me. Now, obviously, we might have our skeletons in our closet and all that, but I believe you don't got nothing but a lot of positive things to say about Central. A lot of negative things is really internal and, like, the school can fix. But, like, yeah, Central, I like it. It's a good school overall, bro.
Okay, and that leads me to, like, talk about, like, just, I mean, I had, like, once I got into high school and all that, I was way more smarter than how I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. I realized that middle school, I used to have this little group or whatever. They were really influenced, like, my actions, and I was doing shit just for, like, to seek approval from them. I'm saying, and then once I particularly started playing football, I ain't never get close to my teammates ever. Like, I was always quiet around them. And they will always ask me, damn, what you don't fuck with us? Blah, blah, blah. I always joke and be like, yeah, nah. I mean, I always be like, yeah, nah, I fuck with y'all. Of course I do. But there was a reason why.
You do not fuck with them.
Nah, I ain't fuck with them at all. It was just, it was just like, I mean, a few of them, like three, they was cool. It was some cool ass people.
Why you mess with them, though?
It was just, they was just bad people. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I guess at the time, and all that, bro, the things that they was doing to people and I was hearing, they wasn't good people, bro. Like, especially how they would just interact with, like, the girls at our school and just girls in general, how they would speak about them. It made me feel some type of way. Like, they was just talking about them crazy, bro. Like, the way they would talk about them, bro, it made it seem like they was just like, it's not even a human being, bro. Just something that just fucked, bro. That's what they would just look at them as. And it ain't run me the right way. I never wanted to be like surrounded around them and all that. Cause I feel like I would turn into them. You know what I'm saying? And it got so serious when there was like one of my teammates did something to another girl and I knew her. And we got on the phone and all that. She's crying and blah, blah, blah. You could probably already assume what it was. And I'm just like, damn, he really did that to you. And you know what I'm saying? Then I think like a week later, we coming back from practice. We're walking in the locker room. And they just joking about it. Just joking. I'm like, bro, they really making jokes about this. And I was just like, it was just then on. I was just like, nah, I'm not ever going to fuck with them or surround myself around people like that. Because that's just, that's type crazy. That's
wild, bro.
It's super crazy, but I don't feel like, in they heads and all that, I think what it's called is like gender inequality and all that. They don't see, if we want to go into deep about it, I feel like they didn't see like women or girls in, as equals or not like that. They didn't even see them as people for which made them talk about them like that.
See, I feel like the difference between our two schools, bro, I done heard a lot of instances where, I ain't gonna call no names or speak on them too much though. Like, it's a couple instances at Central that, you know, that exact same thing happened. Not particularly with football, but like, you know, regular people, regular students who go there and they done got exposed bad. And one thing I wanna reiterate is the students ride on that shit hard. Like, once that shit hits the net or once students get a hold of it, they ride that shit hard. Do something. The staff, do something. Do something. They will force the staff to do something. I really want to reiterate this because I really don't think the staff goes out there. Like, once they hear about it, of course, they going to do something, but the staff really doesn't go out their way to, like,
they're not really tuned in, I'll say. Like you said, what you said, like, they really don't listen. Feel me? And they're really in tune with the students and they know what's going on. Feel me? They probably could stop what's going on.
What you mean? No, I know exactly what you mean, because I feel like, if anything, my coaches and all that, they was around them. They was, I ain't gonna lie, if they just, my coaches, they were, some of them was staff for the school and all that. If they just really just listening for real and seeing how my teammates was really talking, they could have really just, you know what I'm saying, just like, come here, young boy, blah, 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 let me talk to you about this. You know what I'm saying? Really try to, like, be a father figure to them, because a lot of my teammates, they didn't really, I honestly, they didn't really respect women or nothing like that. So I feel like, I feel like this sometimes, bro, like, this athlete shit gets to their heads or whatever. Oh, I'm an athlete. I'm playing football.
I really think that's what it is.
Because it's definitely like, oh, I'm playing sports or whatever. You're gonna get a lot more attention from girls and all that. I guess that shit goes to their heads, and they just lose all respect. They don't even see them as like see women in general as people, because they people, bro. They human beings too, bro. They got dreams and all that goals and, like, just like us. So you gotta respect these people. I'm saying, but
I just want to ask you one thing, like, not to put you on the spot, but like, or seeing you wrong for minding your business, but like, do you feel like you could have went to a coach and be like, so and so did this, could you talk to him, get him to stop anonymously? Like, went to the coach on the, do you think it was an environment to do that? Because sometimes it's not even an environment to do that, because they're going to be like, or you a tattletale, you're a snitch, when it's a serious issue like that. Feel me?
I feel like with the coaches I had, I probably could have went to them and talked to them about something like that. But I feel like they would, I feel like the coaches themselves, they probably would have been looking at me sideways for doing that. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like you could kind of tell. I feel like with the coaches themselves, I feel like they was like that when they was in high school. Because a lot of the times, all the coaches, they used to play football too, so they know how it was being in high school, being an athlete, and then dealing with, like, women and all that. So they probably look at me sideways about it. Cause I feel like, yeah, I was one of the only people on that team that really seen women for a human being and not once just again, thinking of them as, like, an object.
I don't mean to cut you off, but once again, I feel like it's how you raised, bro. For me to coach, I don't know your coaches, but your coaches probably raised the same way these boys was raised as, bro. And ain't nothing changed generation to generation. That's just me being real. That's just what it is, bro. Wait, ask the last question.
Okay, if you could fix the education system, what would you do?
Like, one thing I could fix?
Because
the whole education system need work, bro.
Okay, what's the most important? What you think, the most important thing that you could fix that would make a huge difference?
A lot of these schools that's already getting funding can really fend for themselves, bro. I feel like we should be putting more effort into the schools on the bottom of the list, figuring out what's going on with this school, what's the problem, what's the solution, executing the solution and making a difference, bro, and bringing the community back up for me. Because a lot of these schools, they're in, underprivileged neighborhoods, bro. And they end up going to underprivileged schools and end up getting underprivileged jobs, bro. And the cycle continues. So we got to start somewhere, feel me? And I feel like school is the right place to do it.
Okay. And then I feel like, for me, I feel like the teachers slash staff at every school should, just because I know when you sign up for that role, that position for that school, I know that it doesn't say be a father figure or be a mother figure in the description, but I feel like everybody...
You got some all, type of love for kids, bro.
Yeah, all teachers slash staff should have that ability and should want to, like, help the student become a better person. And it's just, I don't feel like it's all about academics and all that. I feel like you also have to teach them just
just skills. You know what I'm saying? Emotional skills. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the times, I was going through a lot. I had a lot of mental issues and all that, but I never felt comfortable talking to my staff or teachers about it because I don't think they would have helped. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, plus they didn't make it, there was never just like, okay, class, if anybody's going through something, come to me after class, we can talk about it. It was never that. I'm saying I would have to go to like the guidance counselor, and a lot of the times they didn't even know what they was talking about. So I feel like, you know, but yeah, that's where things up though.
Yeah, with that being said, man, that's the end of the episode. I appreciate everybody who tunes in. I'm saying as they stacks.
Until Mill, and I would like to say thank you, Miss Professor Watts. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Yeah.
Yeah.